This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. I've been a big supporter of Chris Greer. And why am I supportive of Chris Greer? And why do I think that Chris Greer was going to succeed? And in a way, I can't say that he has succeeded yet, right? Because you got to get back to being a playoff team. You got to get back to, you know, winning things. You know what I mean? But I believe they're going to be there very soon. I believe they'll be in the playoffs this year, obviously. So I think they're on their way. But one of the many, many different things, okay? I've gone on the road for over 20 years now in the NFL for a lot of the postseason games, from the Las Vegas Football Classic to the Orlando Gridiron to the East-West Shrine Game to the Senior Bowl and obviously the Combine and all of that. And throughout all that time, I have watched Chris Greer kind of grow through the organization. And look, I'm not telling you that I know him personally, I'm buddies with him or anything like that, but I got to see him on the road and got to talk to a lot of people that knew him, actually, and talked about him, because that's good, because it's good to know the people that know him and kind of know about him, know about his dad, know about everything else. And I got to find out a lot about the work ethic. And over the years, I would know which are the good scouts at times with the Dolphins, because I could tell the guys that survived and the guys that didn't, and then I would get some of their reputations from other people that were in the organization, left the organization, have been around the organization, those kind of things. And Chris Greer is one of those guys that a lot of people had respect for and a lot of people admired because the work ethic, and a lot of people also looked at him in a way that he was old school in the sense of building teams. So when he finally got the opportunity, and one that I was championing for him for a couple of years, I kept saying, hey, get rid of these guys and hire Chris Greer. And finally they did, and they gave Chris Greer the opportunity. And so far, I've been more impressed with the way he's taken over and turned the football team around compared to all the past GMs that we've had here with the Miami Dolphins. And we've had some other guys that have gone on to help other teams, like Spielman and Ireland, right? But those guys made a lot of mistakes here. They kind of had to get their feet wet here and figure things out, and then went to their respective places, Minnesota and New Orleans, and they've had success, a lot of success there with picking players. This guy has been much more successful in his first run ever than all of those other guys. And I think that Chris Greer also had a perspective that none of us have. Chris Greer was there watching Cam Cameron make all his mistakes and watching Nick Saban make all his mistakes and Randy Mueller and watching Tony Sperano and Parcells and company and all of these people, Adam Gase. So the man had a great opportunity to like kind of take notes. Okay, this is not what I'm going to do. This is not what I'm going to do. This is not what I'm going to do. You know, that kind of stuff. And that's why I also felt that he had a foundation to have success. And knowing the fact that one regime after another kept him, that told me that behind the scenes, he must have been giving good advice to people. It's just, he's black. So, you know, it's going to be a little harder for you to get the opportunity that you normally deserve. So that's why it took this long for him to get the opportunity, because he's a minority. And I was a big fan of him, and I think that coming from the New England tree, his dad was a personnel guy. His dad's the guy, you know, his dad's the guy that picked Brady, right? I'm not sure if you know that. It's his dad that picked Brady. His dad said, hey, you know, I like this kid. Let's take him. So his dad was the one that scouted Brady. So, I just thought the foundation was there. And I saw a guy that got passed up for other opportunities in the past. And he had paid his dues. And that's where, listen, does your job have politics? Because my business has a ton of politics. And sometimes that happens in all walks of life, and it happens in the NFL. So that's why I thought that Chris Greer would be successful. And so far, I love what I've seen from him, and I'm hoping that he takes it to another level and Miami gets that championship, man.